Keith Klein and Sue Wanser both serve on the MCCSE school board and check in with us every Thursday mornings to discuss local education issues. Sue, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Am I in the Wayback Machine?
No. The Wayback Machine is recording our voices, and sometimes he just doesn't cooperate. So we've got to give him a little wrap around the ear to make sure that he's paying attention there. And we had to pay attention this week, and Dr. DeMuth caught up with us on Tuesday morning. The school board meeting was shifted this month because of the end of school, because of the Memorial Day holiday. So you guys went on Tuesday night and let us know what we might have missed.
We discussed one of the things that, the thing that was highlighted in the newspaper was our school lunch policy. And the reason that it was originally brought up for approval for amending was because the federal department, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which is the department from which we get our funding for our free and reduced lunches, they needed a written report on how we collect outstanding debt that doesn't come from the federal government. So that policy of ours was being reconsidered so that we could add that to the policy. And in the meantime, we wanted to talk about what we do for alternate meals for kids in school, something that I object to very much. And Kathy Fuentes-Rohrer and I wanted to add something to the policy where we didn't serve alternate meals or take hot meals away from children when they didn't have enough funds.
And who requires you to take away hot meals?
We do.
Okay.
It's our own choice.
Okay. I just want to make that clear.
Yeah, it's our choice, and I still don't have a good explanation. I've asked why, but so a kid goes through the line, picks up their lunch, and a child can charge up to 3 lunches in debt. They can go that far in debt, and we allow them to eat. After that amount, because the school corporation is of the opinion that they don't want to rack up any more debt, if a kid goes through the line, picks out their lunch, and has that much debt, the lunch is taken away. Anything that's wrapped, like milk, a milk carton that isn't open, is put back and can be reused. Anything that isn't wrapped is
right,
taken
anything
away
that's been prepared has to go because of who touched it, who sneezed
away
on it. Sure.
And I don't understand why it's thrown away.
The policy that is made, is that directed federally? Is that a guideline federally you have to follow? That's just what it is here. Well, you got to follow the money to find the answer. So the money is federally.
That's what we do here, and throwing food away isn't saving us any money because then we also give the alternate meal to the kid, so they get a peanut butter sandwich or cheese sandwich and milk. So they get fed and they get some nutrition, but I still don't understand why we take away food. And I've been bombarded since the article came out yesterday with all kinds of emails and phone calls. But the good news is we talked about our food assistance fund through the Foundation of Monroe County Community Schools, which has been set up. And if anyone would like to donate to pay off debt that children have in their school lunches, they can make a donation to the food assistance fund, and then our food services director will take that money and pay off the school lunches or the accounts for kids who are in debt, and then they can start getting food again.
Well, that's a nice alternative. You have a guardian angel program essentially taking care of that. It's not the kid's fault. There's the debt on the card, and that's what people have to understand. This isn't the kids trying to angle for 3 lunches or loading up the tray.
Right.
This is just trying to get through the day. There has to be a better solution scenario to this. I tend to agree.
I believe so, too. Fox News did a report on this yesterday, Fox 59, not to be confused with Fox News. And they checked around with some other school corporations, and there are some school corporations that just feed everybody. And if they rack up a debt, they rack up a debt. They didn't really say what they do about that debt.
It's all apples and oranges, and I don't mean that as a food pun either, because the percentage of students that are, if you only have 3% of the people that are racking up debt, well, then you can rack up debt. If you have 33% of the people racking up debt, well, that gets into some different numbers that I could see being
The
same.
And let's remember, students with the greatest need do get free lunches that's covered by the federal government, or reduced lunch covered by the federal government.
Reduced in price, not in portion. Let's make sure we're clear on that.
You're right. Yeah. Reduced in price so that it's, I think, 40 cents. So So it's the people, and these, and this is always the problem with a lot of different subsidized or government programs or assistance programs. You know, there's an income level, and it's the people who fall just above that income cutoff who really have trouble. Some of the working poor who, you know, sometimes just can't pay the bill. And I know there's some parents probably who just don't care. They're not paying attention.
Yeah, sadly, I don't think any of that's inaccurate. I just wish there was a better way of saying, hey, I'm with you. Let's not throw the food away. Let's get the system has to change. Usually when there's a problem, you can't just paper over the cracks. You have to change it. And I don't know. I don't have the answer this morning for you. I'm sorry on that. But it's just there's too many, in my opinion, there's too many places where this falls down. Like you said, if you're throwing away food and then giving food, that to me doesn't make any sense. But what it makes sense is I have to follow the money because that's what's behind that procedure. There has to be some angle where we have to do this and just so we get our money back here so we don't get it. And that goes to the federal government because that's who you're answering to.
Well,
that would be my guess.
I mean, but also I think this was the disagreement on the board. And that's why we have a great board because we can discuss things and we can disagree on things. I'm willing to spend general fund money to pay off the debt and the rest of the board is not. And that's okay. Maybe we can come to some kind of negotiation on that. Our food services director, Hattie Johnson, said we have about 4 alternate lunches a day. So I don't know that there's a whole lot that we would be paying for. And I also, this is the other thing, Glass, that really makes this hard for me. Our food service staff have a really hard time, as I would, saying no to a kid.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm going to take your food away.
Yeah, you got an empty stomach. You won't pay attention and be disruptive in class all day because you're thinking about food. So that's why I think the system needs to be looked at, not the procedure.
Right, and so some of those staff are paying, and I don't want those staff to have to pay. I want a little cash box at every cafeteria register where we can be paying for these kids. I hate it that our staff – I love it that our staff are helping.
It would be nice if you could sponsor a kid or sponsor a class or instead of giving money, they have a special card that's loaded, right, where you could load that card where they can't use it for anything else except school lunch and do – I don't know. I'm brainstorming here, but that's a tough one because I know the money's tight. Every facet of operations at the school corporation, there's no – even with the referendum, we know that. But I I'm with you on this one. It's tough to take. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I didn't have anything on my card. So I'm going to get all this great lunch, look at it, healthy, and then you take it from me. There's got to be a better way.
And just like you, Glass, there's a lot of people now who in the last 24 hours, I've heard from them. I'm sure.
Well, they don't know it's a problem. They don't know it's a problem.
They want to help.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
One latte
people
a day.
Help.
You feed a handful of kids. And that's great that our community wants to get involved with that.
Yes.
And I'm with you. I hope there is a better solution to this down the road, Keith, because it's not serving anybody well. It's just you're not making money off of it. Maybe it's keeping the federal government off your back. I'm not aware of all the finance that goes along with it, but it just seems like, again, if you're going to throw in, you got to take care of kids, feed them, clothe them, health them, do everything else. You've got to find some more money for it somewhere, or you have a bunch of kids that are going to be hungry, not educated, causing problems, and it just I don't see the upside of doing this.
Well, before we change the subject, let me just point out that there is the possibility of anyone that wants to contribute to the fund to help in that situation.
Please.
The other thing is, make it perfectly clear, these kids do not go away unfed.
Correct. It's just the difference of throwing away the food.
What
and then
the lunch is that they get, right.
Which to me is, being from in the food background, is completely insane that you throw one away and give them another one, because I don't know where the money leads to on that. There has to be some kind of formula that says, well, we do this here and we get plus here and minus there. And
anyone that's interested in contributing can contact the foundation of the Monroe County Schools and write a check. There have been people that have in other
and
places.
And hopefully this has a silver lining ending
that have,
to it.
That have made the contact and said, I'd like to pay for the fund for any of the kids that, it's not a kid thing.
No, that's
this is
the
an
point.
Adult thing.
Yes, and I'm with Sue. Right. I'm with Sue on the angle that some parents don't care, and that kid's the worst thing you could ever have for a kid. Some parents can't afford it. That's number two. Which
or you
for
got a
me,
bad,
how do you not
you
feed
know,
your kids?
It's
first?
Been a bad month.
You get
that
400
kind of thing.
Tattoos, and you can't feed your kid. But let's again.
And
the
and
job
also,
of the school is now to help everybody, and that's I'm fine with that because kids can't help themselves. Sue, you're 8 years old. You can't go out and get a job. So
And I do want to make it clear that our building leaders, our principals, our social workers work really well with families who are having trouble paying. They work with families who are maybe forgetting or are out of touch with us for whatever reason. So there is contact with families. It's not like we're totally ignoring the problem. But like Glass said, I'm about let's feed the kid and let's figure out how to get money from the parents later on.
Yeah, I think that solves most of the problems up front. And again, if school lunch was $12.50 a plate, that'd be a little bit different. We're not talking about that. We are talking about a significant amount of money, though, because I know it would have been changed already. So this has to be a dent somewhere. And again, I don't know all the facts on this, but I'm with you. Yeah, feed the kid and worry about it later.
And as Keith said, you can make a donation to the foundation.
Where can
all
I
you
do
have
that?
To do is say that it's for the food assistance fund, and then our foundation will work with our food services director. You don't have to even be concerned about what school or anything. They'll work to pay off the debt as quickly as possible.
Then we just go to the website, mccsc.edu, and we can find that link on there.
To the foundation of the community.
Well, I'm going
to
put that on our Facebook page because I think
there's
that's
a link to
important.
The foundation.
And so there's another way that people can help the foundation. That is, there's a golf. What do they call it?
Outing.
Scramble tournament?
Golf outing.
Outing?
Golf for kids on June 15th. Tom Bunger, who is the president of the chair of the foundation board, talked about this on Tuesday, and there is still some space for golfers. If you don't have a team, you can still sign up, and they'll put you on a team. This is a great time. Folks always have a great time with this golf outing, and the proceeds for this, all the sponsorships, everything else, again, goes to the foundation.
Now, I have talked about it on this program before. I shoot in the low 200s. Can they find a foursome for me?
Oh, I'm sure that they can. I have no doubt.
That or you can volunteer driving the beer cart.
I would drive the cart. The golf, what do you call that thing you drive around in?
The golf
beer
cart.
No, not the refreshment thing. I would drive the thing for the other golfers.
There you go. You would be
the golf cart.
Keith would be the golf chauffeur.
There you go. I would do
you
that.
You know what? A number of years ago, when we were doing trying to raise all the money for the extracurricular activities in one short summer, and I offered to drive the beverage truck because we were doing a golf thing, and I wasn't allowed. The golf course said I wasn't allowed to because there was beer on there. You have to have.
You'd have to have your license,
a note from the principal. Yeah. You'd have to have all that.
One of the things we need to talk about, because it is so apparent that maybe it's not apparent, that next week is it.
That's it.
For
week
the school
from
year.
Friday. Week from Friday.
I know.
And then it's graduation time.
I can't believe that it's May 26th, right? That will be the final day of school.
And we are so fortunate because we didn't have snow days to extend that.
Yes, that's very good. And because it is the end of school, we know that we've been doing a lot of ceremonies and award things and recognition things. And on May 24th, from 3:30 to 5, anyone who knows Jan Bergeson, Peggy Chambers, Tim Thrasher, this is their special retirement at the retirement ceremony at the Administration Center from 3:30 to 5 next Wednesday, May 24th. If anyone wants to come by and bid them farewell, wish them well, this is really kind of remarkable for us to have three major administrators retiring at the same time.
It is, and replacing all three of them, so it'll be a heck of a party as well.
I know.
So we've got school ending. We've got school and summer beginning. So everybody, Memorial Day will actually be the official beginning of summer because everybody will be out of school for once and all of that. That's the good news. Anything else from the board meeting we need to get to?
Nothing. We got time. We're out of time.
Yeah, we're getting a little tight on that. Sue, good job on the food stuff. We'll keep an eye on how that story moves along.
Okay, and we'll chat next week about some of the other things we did.
And we've got time, too, because summer gets a little bit slower, so we'll fit all that in. Great stuff, as always. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.